WSHF 567 monitoring. WSHM 738. WSHF 567. Okay, Sam, coax is good. I think the antenna is screwed up. I wonder why it was only $20. Anyways, I'll call you a little later today, see what we can do, all right?
Yep, no problem.
And don't you find it funny that it ain't them, but as soon as Hubble left, all the jammers left?
I don't find nothing funny about it. I think it's a bunch of BS that needs to stop. WSHF 567.
Yeah, well, it's going to stop. I promise them that. And that other guy, he's got to be off his damn rocker too, right? I got to get to the phone here a minute. I'll be back to the SHM 738.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
Sam, remember I told you he bought two of those? He's going to check the one out when he gets home from work to see if that one's okay or not. WRWB 489, WSHM 738, you in there, Mike? You get in here before the jammers wake up. All right, I'm going to start getting ready here. Mike, please get in there. This is just 738.
Copy all that I did. WSHF 567 monitoring.
Did you hear me, Sam?
What happened, Paul?
Well, I actually found a little later than that, about 11. He's going to check that other one out. I'll let you know what's up. And then I'll figure something out from there, one way or the other. All right, WSHM 738, I'll be back. WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
WRWB 49, we're standing by.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Wonder if Sam made it out here this morning yet.
He was in here earlier.
Dang, I missed him. Well, I'm sure he'll be out here a little later. Yeah, I woke up late this morning. Overslept.
Yeah, I kind of figured that out. You know, know if that Palco's are still open anymore? I'm trying to just jam a dual band antenna and like to get it locally, but I don't think that place is around anymore, is it?
I don't think so. I know what your boys are talking about, but, yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that was a thing of the past, right? You see remnants of these ads out there, but I think they're long gone. I wouldn't take any stock if they have any reliable stock in fact, right? So, I mean, I doubt it.
Yeah. What about Dick? Doesn't he have anything on the wall there?
I wouldn't buy anything. You're not really ham related, you know, that way.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I'll be back when I get some coffee here.
Yeah, do it to it. WSHM 738.
All right, WRWB 49 will be QSY to the coffee machine.
Well, there's another nitnight on an HT plane recordings. Part of the group. They lie and steal and kill a bus and say, we don't know nothing about no group. All right, Mike, you make it back in there. WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
Okay, I'm back. WRWB 49.
All right, good morning. Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Roger on the rolling. Anyway, I thought I heard something, but I could be wrong. My coffee. Never fails, does it?
Ted, Scott Hubble, Eli Sample, Alex Barr. All their group and associated members. They like to deny it. Ain't no group. Oh, yeah. No, there's a group. You know, Mike, once you're a jammer, you're a jammer. And they're trying to jam you right now.
No, I didn't hear nothing on this end.
Yeah, because when you're keyed up, how could you?
Well, they quick keyed. Well, yeah, they all work in unison, whatever, you know. They're only going to, you know, choose their own fate and meet their own demise. So, anyway. Yeah. What's the weather going to be like today?
Don't know. I'm kind of busy with other stuff, so I never looked. I don't think it's going to be a little warmer, but last I remember, I don't think it was supposed to rain today. But you know what? I'm not too sure about that. You have to check your weather app.
I got this Alexa TV. I can, you know, whatever. Ask her. It gives a 5-day forecast across the screen.
Yeah, right. They're trying to jam you again. No, there ain't no group. fine, by the way. They were well underneath you. What you heard while you were using somebody playing? One member.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. It's not, but I mean, it is what it is. It's not going to bother me. That's what they're thinking. You know, I mean, I'm just out here to talk to you guys. Talk to, whoever, you know. Somebody level-headed.
Yeah, well, I promise you this. It's going to come to an end. They like to call... because the FCC is coming their way.
And they do act. They will act on complaints.
I promise.
Wonder where that Charlie went this morning.
WSBT.
What's going on there, Charlie?
West. They're jamming Charlie. This group is going to get discombobulated. I'm telling you right now, it's my lifelong project. Guaranteed. Soon the FCC is going to start. We're a lie. Now they're going to be in town over the real deal. Don't get no... including... Sorry, I miscounted, forgot one. Coming to an end, I'm telling you right now. It's gonna, their reign of terror is coming.
Yeah, I should be like them. Go out on medical and stay home all day and do this. I don't know how that much pays an hour.
Because the idiots can't separate CB radio from anything else. It's all they know, Mike. It's their heritage.
Yeah, anyway, go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm just listening to the mess. I'm going to run inside and let these fools have it. I'll catch you this afternoon, Mike, if you're out there. WSBT 754.
Yep, we'll catch you later. And yes, I will be out there. I'm not going to let this discourage me. Huh. You think that's what they want, you know. They want you and I and everybody else that utilizes the system the right way to leave.
Well, they're not anything on the back side of that microphone, Mike.
So they got to work from the front side of it and jam people. That's what they do. It's the CB mentality. It's obvious.
Nobody wants what they have on the residual anyway.
Well, the fact of the matter is, he gets mad because you point them out. Well, if they weren't jamming, I wouldn't be pointing them out. They try to spin everything around and negate what they're doing and just talk about, well, you always made up my name, you always talking about people. Yeah, yeah, because they're jamming. That's why. And it ain't ever going to stop. Not me pointing them out. Ain't nothing wrong with pointing out the jammers, the wrongdoers. Just the FCC needs to come in there and start fining them and pulling licenses. That will fix it.
And they do act on complaints.
They can go ahead and call the FCC again and bring them into town. I'd be glad to tell them my story. They can play any CB recordings from 10 years ago. I could care less. I'm talking about the here and the now. Who cares what happens on that CB radio, right? They're going to care about what happens on a licensed service. They're going to care about ham operators jamming in particular, making unidentified transmissions and adding to that mess. That's what they're going to care about. So they can go ahead and tell their story, because I'm going to tell my story and back it up with real live recordings. I don't care what recordings they got. They don't have me acting bad out here. They have me pointing out the ill. That's what I do. I point out the ill. Send your recordings to the FCC. I've got plenty of my own to prove what you people are doing out here. And I already got about five or six names you've been caught red-handed jamming. So there you go. Go ahead and rat on yourselves.
Yeah, what was it? Last year I was coming home from work. I was just leaving Tracker Supply there at 26 and Gratiot. And it was Sean, John, and I. We were all, you know, just trying to have a conversation, and then before you know it, some numbskull was out there jamming us, you know. And it's like, oh, the guy that runs the repeater, or, you know, helped put it up, is getting jammed. Isn't that something?
Man, car accident, man. Wow. That's a mess. Pretty good collision there.
Yeah, that's stuff that, you know, you never want to see, especially when the vehicles are badly mangled up and you have meat wagons all over the place and fire trucks.
That one was probably the kid pulling out of side street, hit the guy coming down the road, you know, on the main road, so that one's pretty obvious.
Oh. Yeah, I know that scenario. It happened last week. But I got a good payout.
WSHM 738.
WRWB 489. Yeah, I know that same scenario. But I was able to, you know, walk away from it and still drive away in that, so it is what it is.
Don't pay attention.
Nobody does anymore. They're too busy with their phones deep in their lap while they're trying to drive. You know, it's like, I know they've been trying to crack down on that, but they don't have enough man hours to do that.
Jason to them to the left. To just big sweep on the left-hand turn from the right lane. Idiots like that, I would not feel sorry for if they got plugged.
It happens.
happened last night. Some car was like, oops, I forgot to get off, you know, and my exit's right there and cuts right in front of a tanker. It looked like either liquid nitrogen or, it wasn't gasoline, it was something else.
Crazy, man, crazy.
Well, back in, what was it, 1991, Cassie Grossbeck. A guy was pulling out of the Clark gas station. The tanker truck was coming in to fill the holding tanks, and before you know it, they both collided, and it was a massive explosion, so bad that it melted the sign, you know, on the Hook's Drugs that was across the street and put a big crater in the asphalt.
Yikes. Oh, well, I'll look to get today in the books and get on to Friday tomorrow and get to the weekend.
Yepers. Yeah, I'll be busy all this weekend, so.
Huh.
What am I never not, you know what I mean? Now I'm working some extra hours in the weekend for somebody. So it's like go, go, go time.
I didn't get the mic. I'm not going to hold it very much longer. It's getting noisy. So I'll catch you later. WRWB 489 WSH7738.
All right, we will catch you later. Don't work too hard. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Oh, one other thing. You still in there, Mike?
Yes, go ahead.
There ain't no crew, but look at those petitions on both of them. All the names who signed them, right? There's a good bulk of your crew right there. All right. WSHM 738.
Look, you don't gotta convince me, man. You know.
Huh.
You know, I wasn't born yesterday. I know what's going on. And I'm sure a lot of other folks out here know the same. So anyway, take care, have a good day at work, and we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 and we'll be standing by.
WSHM 738.
Oh, yeah, and go Pistons. They play tonight at home.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSHS 567 monitoring.
The SHF 567 and the SHF 38.
The SHF 567, go ahead, Paul.
Is it going, Sam?
Identity 39 listening.
YRWFB 489, WSHM 738. Go ahead and give him a call.
I just did. You mean again?
Again? Again?
Oh, hey, what's up, the professor?
That's a compliment, right? Better than being called a DA. Better than being called a mudballer.
Whoa, you said the name. Oh, no.
You just turned on the QRMing faucet. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't say a name. I said an action.
Oh, that's different.
Exactly.
I had to make a couple stops and, you know, just want to go home.
Yeah, I know how that goes. Well, I've been playing with some antennas out in the backyard and rearranging some parts and making some mounts and stuff like that. And I had two of those shorter antennas. One of them had a label on it, and the other one was unbranded. So I had to hook up the antenna sweeper analyzer thingy, and I swept it, and you'll never believe where it was resonant.
At 467.
No, it's a ham band.
Okay, well, duh.
Not what you think. It's dual band, but it's not what you think.
What is it, 11 and 220?
No, 2 in the similarity for 11. Yeah, 2 and 220.
There you go.
So anyways, you know, then I looked at it, it's like, you know, son of a gun, the ground radials are for 220 meg. They're shorter than 2 meter, and they're longer than UHF. Right in the middle.
Well, there you go.
Know anybody looking for a 220 vertical?
I probably do, but I don't think they got much money, so.
Okay. Oh, man. I was going to ask if their truck ran, but he's already got one for the 220.
Two-pointed.
Two-pointed? I wasn't talking about somebody's head. Anyway, whatever that was, something, what's the big, a GP9. The GP9 was one that somebody had given to me that was a lightning strike. I don't think the antenna itself got struck by lightning, but it was botched up somehow, and there was no innards for it. Part of them were missing. The second and third section had no innards, just the bottom piece did. But I grabbed it for the mounting brackets and the ground radials. So parts is parts.
Yeah, I just pictured in my head when you said it was a lightning strike, thinking like it was all shattered, like one of those cigarettes in the 70s with one of those cigarette loads in it, all split.
No, but I know people who have had antennas like that. My brother-in-law was one. It was not a
Hammond antenna. He was a CDer, but, you know, there was shards of fiberglass all over his backyard. And all that was left was the aluminum brackets and the mast. The coax was burnt out on the inside. Just the outer jacket was there, but it was split open. And the center conductor and the insulation and everything was all gone. Just the black outer jacket from some Mini 8. Terrible. Hey, it is what it is. And I got to drill a hole in this bracket here for that, whatever that 3200 antenna is, because that is missing. That is missing the mounting bracket, and the one that I'm using, the hole is drilled too low, so I have to drill a new hole for that one bolt to go through to hold it into the mounting tube.
Is today a holiday?
Not that I know of.
Sure seems like one.
Why is that?
This is one that just takes a few minutes of you thinking and you'll get it.
What? Some people aren't working? Just as fine as she can be.
Yeah. A little cool out there today.
Yeah, put my jacket on while I'm working in the backyard there on them antennas. But once I drill this hole, I'm going to go put this mount back on that antenna and go shove it back up in the rafters where it belongs.
Yeah, there you go.
Until I can talk to the landlord and put up another antenna.
Yeah, let me grab this phone call here real quick. I'll be right back.
I'll be here. WREZ 935.
Wrong number, but it was a real call, just the wrong number.
Well, I knew it was a real call because I could hear the phone ringing.
The Beaumont doctor.
Oh. So when that commercial came on, they said, do you have a Beaumont doctor? You could say yes.
Well, I don't need one, but I told them, can I put you on a retainer? I know some people that may. A lot of people get sick, John. You know, you never know. Look at people just have heart attacks right on a basketball court, you know. Professional, young guys, 28 years old. Right? Boom.
Boom shakalaka.
Never want to make a doctor mad.
Or a waitress.
Well, you can after you get your food.
As long as you're not going back to that restaurant.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go back.
She might have a memory like an elephant.
Hello, WB 49. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Come on in there, Mike.
Take over there, Mike. I got to drill some holes.
Well, let's see if I get smothered today. Anyway, yeah, what's going on?
Just doing some running around after work.
Running around with an HD, you know, causing...
You got in a bad area there. You dropped out.
Give me a moment here.
Alright.
What are you doing? Driving around with an HD and... causing unwanted QRM? Because you're bored?
No, I don't do that at all, man. I respect it. No play recordings out here. The CB, well, that's some different animal, right? But no, I hear ham radio you and do that stuff. At least I don't. I mean, there's people obviously that do.
No respect, I tell you.
Pretty much what it comes down to.
Okay, just got one more step for today, and I'll be done.
All right, very good. I'm not a pushover, Mike. You know, I used to get picked on when I was a kid. It ain't happening no more. I don't run from nobody. I don't necessarily go looking for it. But I'll tell you what, I ain't running. I'm not going to back down to these people's tactics, neither. It ain't going to happen.
From what I gathered last night, you know, it's more acceptable just to let it happen than it is to talk about it and point it out for what it is, you know?
I know. You can't get a word in edgewise with them anyways. It wouldn't register. It doesn't click. And they key on you anyways. Because that's what they're all about. Really, if somebody just from the outside is looking in, they see all this. And if you remember, I shall remind you, all we were trying to do is talk back and forth. That's all we were trying to do. Originally, before we got rudely disrupted.
But the QRM follows you around, so you're just supposed to go away.
Trying to call for Sam, and that's when they heard your sweet, succulent voice, and they says, oh, man, you know, we got to go run over to the radio and key that mic up.
Yeah, you and John double. John, go ahead.
I said, but the jamming follows you around, so you're just supposed to go away.
Ain't going to happen, ever. The one promise I did give them.
They hear your sweet, succulent voice. They can't wait to jump off that lazy boy and get to that microphone. Think about happy thoughts.
You can't call them lazy boys.
Just one moment, please, there. You guys pick it up for a second.
All right.
Right now, they're gone.
I was out in the garage. I was moving some antenna parts around and stuff like that, pulling some verticals out of the rafters, and I gathered up the elements from my big horizontal 2-meter beam. Before MFJ went out of business, I ordered a complete new set of elements for my 17B2. So I found those, got them all gathered up and tucked away, and made things a little neater and matched up some parts, zip tied them together, taped elements together, and zip tied them to booms and vertical elements and stuff like that. So, having a good old time getting some organization done.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I thought somebody bought out MFJ.
Nope. They just bankrupted them and put them out of business. They didn't sell out anything. I mean, there was. It would have been nice if, you know, Cushcraft would have been bought out by somebody. Maybe CDE High Gain, Rotors would have been bought out by somebody. Ameritron could have been another entity. As for the MFJ crap, you know, a lot of that stuff I won't miss. The only piece of MFJ equipment I have in the whole shack here is one of their little dual clocks for local time and UTC. And the batteries just recently went dead in both clocks, so I got to go get some new batteries for that. But that's the only MFJ piece that I have in here.
copy. Oh, I forgot now. Striker. And then you got a Workman. I don't know if they're affiliated with them or not.
You know, I don't know. Very similar lack of quality and cabinetry and everything else. So, but I am not sure who the parent company or owners were.
The jammers are back.
I heard them. I was like, man, they love John today.
Well, they like you too.
Like anybody. They're a bunch of jammers. They're worthless people. That's what they are. And they got a problem with somebody, they ought to go confront them and see where it gets them. Instead of this chicken stuff they do behind a microphone.
Are you saying they're bringing CB Rambo stuff to,
chickens. That's what they are. Spineless chickens.
I turned 65.
Your inputs.
That's right.
They can have their fun. It ain't going to last.
Man. Am I still here?
Okay, get that. Yes.
You're coming through just fine.
Fine business.
You got that. But Jim Head, you got it.
I know. It's kind of a giveaway.
Yeah, you need to sell one of them jammers, that radio. Be a giveaway. Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Right.
It only happens at high power. I'm sure you're at high power. Alright, I'm pulling in, so I'll catch you guys in a little bit. You ain't getting it done, punk. WSH.
Yeah, well, you know, there's always other ways to get the same power level with less drive.
You got going on, John. It's thing.
Well, I don't have much going on. But I do need to go out and put the rest of the antennas back away.
Yeah. Well, I'll be here.
Paul's probably about home from work, I guess. Oh, he is. Or is he doing some running around? That's right. Anyway, WRUZ935.
Anyway, wonder if that Charlie's gonna come out of work yet. You went there, WSBT754.
Yes, yeah. 5-4.
What's going on this afternoon?
Nothing now, man. On the way home for the weekend. I love my short weeks.
least you're working and making money and contributing.
Yeah, I see the usual is going on. Man, these guys just don't give it a rest. Well, the day's coming. The day is definitely coming.
We have Paul out here and we have John.
I've been here.
How long are you now?
Just now fixing to get on the interstate.
Yep, copy that. You should be good for like a good stretch, you know. I mean, signal-wise, getting in.
Yeah, in about 10 minutes or less, I'll be... At least they won't be covering me.
I helped Sam out, so he's all squared away.
Does he have the antenna up and everything? You good to go?
That part, no, not yet. Got a...
Probably the next few days, anyway.
I was out there this morning, but I got up kind of late.
Well, you got him a hunk of pipe, I believe, and Paul hooked him up with some coax, if I understand. So, yeah, he's ready to throw it up now.
I had a 4-foot section in my garage. I don't think I had any more small stuff left, or short pieces, but yeah, he still did.
Yeah, that's definitely going to help him out from the house, that's for sure. Get him outside, up in the air, that'll definitely help.
Well, yeah, for sure. Yep, you'll have no problems.
Got a couple of drag racing gravel trucks out here holding up everything. That's awesome.
Let me guess. It says Dan's excavating on it.
Yeah, I don't know who they are. I can't see that. Well, no one, I think, is DHT, I think. Can't really see his emblem, but... Oh, and the other one turned out to be a garbage truck. Well, they ain't much faster.
Yeah, Roger. Anyway, got one more stop here, and I'll be done.
Oh, good. You're getting out relatively early. That'll work.
Yeah, I'll be done around like 6. So... No big deal.
USHS, 7. Mike.
Afternoon, Sam.
I take it you're on your H2 still.
Yeah, I'm... Bye.
What was that? You had a jammer out there again. Yes, we lost Sam. WRWB 49. Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, it sounds like we lost you there, Sam. We'll catch you on Monday. WSBT 754. Beating feet down the big road.
Yep. Oh, man, oh, man.
Man, this traffic gets crazy at 3:30 every day. I miss getting off at 2:30.
Yeah, what sucks is right there by, like you said, you know, just right there by Shirk Road before 16 Mile. You know, or so that's right there. And, you know, that and up and towards Hall Road. And between that whole stretch, it's slow.
Well, they got the eastbound side down to two lanes there when I get on at Little Mac. It's like that up until right before Shook Road. Then you got everybody getting on there at Shook Road and I don't know, what's the next one? Can't think of it right now, but then it gets all busy again, like you say, up until you get past about 21 miles, it starts clogging up again all the way past 26. After that, then it's smooth sailing.
Yeah, Shook, then 15 Mile, then 16, then North River Road, then Hall Road.
It's not a good on at 15 Mile, is there?
Yep, right there, you know, by the old Venture Industries, the plastics plant. Now it's something else.
Well, at any rate, it's always a mess up until at least past 6 or 26. Once you get past 26, it's wide open all the way to Marysville.
Yep, I hear you, man. Anyway. Looks like it might rain here. Who knows?
Looks like it is over there north of the bay from here. Off that way, anyhow. It looks pretty dark. Looks like rain coming out.
Well, I haven't done it yet. And I'm up over here by the bay, so...
What's it supposed to be like tomorrow? Any idea?
Well, I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you.
No, hopefully it's nice. I need to take a scrub brush the inside of this truck. It's dirty. I haven't been able to clean it all winter long. It needs a good cleaning out.
Same here. Just dusty, you know, on the dashboard. Dash pads, kind of dusty in that.
Yeah, got the smoker's windshield. Get them in headlights at night or during the morning run and it's all the glare. Yeah, this thing needs a good washing.
Yeah, Roger.
I can't remember the last time I waxed this thing. You could probably use that too. It'd look like a new truck again.
That truck don't even look like it had any rust on it when I seen it.
That's zero rust. It's aluminum.
That's right, yeah. That's what, like a 2014 or 2015?
Ten-year-old truck, 392,300 miles on it.
Hey, Charlie.
Go ahead, John.
At least yours runs.
Yeah, that's true. I like my Ford trucks. I haven't had a problem with this thing. Couple water pumps. Other than that, not a problem with this thing.
Well, I just got the dinner call, so I got to run. WRUZ 935.
See ya.
Catch later, John. Charlie, I'm going to have to take a bow out because I got to get inside here and finish up my work day. So I will talk to you later. WRWB 49, and we'll catch you Monday, I guess.
All right, man, get on in there and get her done. We'll catch you on Monday. Take care, Mike. WSBT 754.
WRYY 219.
WSIP 34 to WSCP 257.
Before I go ahead, 257, I'm currently moderating the green guy.
Say again, you're kind of rough there, over. WSIP 34 to WSCP 257. Nothing further heard from WSIP 284. This is going to be WSIP 257, clear monitoring.
This is WSIP 284 to 257, you copy?
I've got you now, over.
Roger that. I was saying I'm currently moderating a YouTube video, but I'm here with us.
Not sure what that entirely means, but I was just wondering if you were able to get the JSA going to see if we wanted to try that tonight. Over.
So I got it installed on my tablet, but I haven't configured it yet. I don't know why I volunteered to do this, but Monday through Friday, like three times a day, I'm moderating on a YouTube channel that's pretty big.
Oh, okay, you're moderating a live stream. Okay, I get it now. All right, I'm with you. All right, okay, sounds good. We can try some more time. I was just seeing if I should prep it or not. Over.
Roger that. I'm thinking probably not for tonight because the stream's going to be going for about another hour or so. Then I got to do a thing or two before I get ready for the usual check-in.
Okay, roger that. Well, then I'll talk to you later, sir. This is WCP 257. Clear, monitor, and your final.
Very good. Good to hear from you, 257. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear, monitoring.
WRNW329, moderate.
There, Mike, WRWP 489, WSHM 738.
Stay on my way, WRNW 329. It's calling for Jack, but I don't think he's out there.
Okay, sorry, I heard the audio from another room, so I apologize.
Oh, no problem. All good. How you doing today, this afternoon?
Got in from cutting the grass there, Tim. Good afternoon or early evening, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing the same thing. I'm sitting here at the window looking at the grass. I think I can hold off at least till Monday. Maybe. Or maybe I'll have to do it tomorrow. Who knows? I don't know if we're getting more rain or not.
Well, you know, it changes every day, so... I mean, if you look last weekend, I mean, it was supposed to rain 3 days, and Thursday, and I don't think we've seen much.
Yeah, I think some of these rain storms that are coming through kind of went around us. We got lucky. We didn't get a whole lot of rain. A little bit here and there, but the weather's up and down, so who knows? Crazy weather.
I call it Michigan weather, Tim.
There you go. That's exactly what that is. Yeah, I think I might hold off on the grass. I was trying to spray for weeds. I'm debating to do that. The weeds are curling up pretty good. I could probably hold off till next week, I guess. You try it then. I got some other grass to cut on the weekend. That's a whole other project.
All right. Well, take a look at the weather app on your phone, and you can plan accordingly.
I copy that. You know, somebody was, I've been out there every morning listening in, but I didn't key up the mic the last few days, but it's pretty crazy out there. But you know somebody that was looking for an antenna, a dual band antenna?
Well, we got them straightened out on that now, so I think there's one coming in tomorrow for them. Yeah, Sam is the one I was looking for. We're all set now, but...
All right, I copy that. I got a couple of them here. One I'm using, I got one aluminum, one fiberglass. The thing about getting rid of the fiberglass to keep the aluminum, I ain't sure yet. I'm eventually going to go to a beam. I got a beam that I'm going to put up.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So we got them all situated, so I think that antenna will be coming in tomorrow, so he should be good to go.
That's good. I hear him out there in the mornings, but he's just on a handheld right now. He's doing pretty good on the handheld. I don't know where he's located. It sounds like he's doing pretty good out there. As long as the other people are not interfering.
Right. That's the key to it, right? There's a little bit of band up and down or bad spot, good spot, but there's a whole lot of...
All right. I copy that. Well, Mike should be coming out here anytime now. Thought he said he'd be off around 6 or so. Or maybe he's out there listening.
I'm going to sit down. I just got in, so I heard heard the audio, didn't quite catch who it was. Your voice is very recognizable. It was a couple of rooms away, so. All right, Tim, you have a good evening. Enjoy, and I'm going to sit down and have my coffee here, and we'll see if Mike can. So, I am W from the 38. Have a good one.
Okay, enjoy the rest of your evening. Maybe we'll catch you a little bit later. WRNW329, we're clear and listening for now.
USHS 567, Sam, I am. I'm out in the backyard. I just wanted to say hello.
Yeah, good evening there, Sam. I guess it's evening.
I don't know, it's been so long since I've been in to take a break, I couldn't tell you.
And my front grass is getting along, so it's getting a little long, so I better cut it, because I don't know if it's going to rain tomorrow or the next day or tonight or whatever, so. All right, enjoy it. A little cool out there. Light jacket weather.
Two to your fan. WRNW329.
Hello, good evening, whatever it is. WSHF 567. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good so far. They're just debating on doing work, looking out the back window. It's not looking good.
Yeah, you know, it was looking doomy and gloomy over here, and then the sunshine came back out, so you just never know. Now it's the sun's in the backyard, and everything's bright. I think it's going to pass.
Yeah, hopefully it does. I'm just thinking about yard work, looking at the stuff I need to do, but I haven't done anything yet, just relaxing and having a nice beverage.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that, making a break out of a day. Hey, it is what it is, right?
Oh, yeah, well, I got some brush and stuff that I've been picking up. I got my fire pit full. Maybe I can get rid of that today if it's not too windy. It's not too bad out.
It's a little gusty over here. I don't know where you're at, but it might be a little too windy for that. Where are you at?
I'm over here on 16 and Grossback.
She's over by where Ted used to live, I think. Ted was in that area. Remember Ted, Sam? It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm close to the railroad tracks here, where they cross Grossback.
Happy that.
Oh, yeah, you're west of Grossback then. Our friend Ted was north of 16 and east of Grossback, over in that subdivision over there.
Okay, yeah, I'm just on the opposite side then, very directly on the opposite side. A little neighborhood, nice and quiet.
And that's a good thing.
Can't wait till all my pieces get here.
Wow, Sam, I'm pretty sure it's a day away, buddy. Just hang in there.
Oh, I am.
I got right on as soon as I heard the other one was bad. I immediately focused in and said, boom. And I knew pretty much where I was getting it from, so I knew it would come in tomorrow, so you'd be all set. I mean, there's always something can happen, but normal would be tomorrow for this place.
My granddaughter's out here serving me coffee.
That's a good thing. I'm going to chill out. I got a phone call to make. I'm going to talk to our dear friend, Roberto. He's around. I'll catch you guys later. Tim, Sam, WSHM 738. Have a good evening.
Well, I saw him. I said, hello, WSHF 567 monitoring.
Okay, have yourself a good one. Catch you a little later. WR and W329.
WRNW, what? Say that one more time, please.
WRNW 329.
WRNW 329. Now, what's your name, sir?
Tim. I'm usually out there in the mornings. I haven't keyed down the last few days. I'm always listening, though, first thing in the morning. I'm always out there.
Yeah, I've been trying to avoid the mess the last couple mornings, because no matter what we try to do, it's out there attacking us, so there's no point.
Yeah, I copy that. Well, I'm always out there listening anyway. I've got to turn the volume down, Lynn. Keep it rolling, I guess. But are you putting up an antenna, are you?
Yes, sir. I already got the radio, and just waiting on the antenna now.
Oh, that's good. I bet you're pretty excited. Can't wait till tomorrow. It feels like Christmas time.
It always feels like Christmas time, bro. Especially when I'm ordering stuff from Amazon, right? It's coming.
I heard that. I always got the Amazon truck coming here also. Actually, I'm waiting on a couple of e-bikes I ordered. So I'm a little bit excited about that. I don't have to do any selling or very minimum pedaling.
Nothing wrong with that.
And now I just got to find a nice bike rack to go on the back of the truck instead of throwing them in the back. Find a nice bike rack to put in the hitch. Travel around that way, and they got locks and everything on them. I just haven't figured out the right one to get yet. The bikes are about 75 pounds apiece.
Faster they go, you think?
What was that? I didn't copy that.
How fast do you think they'll go?
Well, they're only a 20-inch frame. They got the fat tires on them. They say they'll go 33 to 35 miles an hour. And it's 1,500-watt motor, 52-amp-hour battery. So, well, that's pretty fast for a bicycle.
Oh, that's good enough, Steve. Yeah, that's perfect. Would you get one for you and the missus?
Yeah, that's how that works. If I buy one, she got to have one, too. I had some nice bikes that we had, but they're not young people anymore. All that riding and I was towing a grandson around on a little trailer on the back of me, it was a lot of work. See, I'm not that fit anymore. It doesn't feel like it some days anyway, so I figured I'd go to electric. I can pull a nice little trailer behind and put him in it. He doesn't know how to ride a bike yet, so. He's artistic, too, so we don't want to keep him in.
To keep the grandchildren in the mix, for sure. I got a golf cart over here for them to take them to the bus stop back and forth. I got a couple chickens that get the eggs every morning, afternoon, and a.m., you know. So it's pretty exciting. WSHF 67.
Oh, yeah, that's all fun stuff, too. I thought I heard you talking about a golf cart at the bus stop, I don't know, a few days ago or one day later. Yeah, I got one of them, too, in a lifted golf cart, easy go, gas. It cooks along pretty good, too. But, usually when I drive it around here, it seems like, I don't know, the cops always ride up and down the street. I think some neighbors don't like me, but it's all good. I usually take it camping with me.
Well, mine's an old Yamaha G2. It got rescued from the side of a garage that was caught on fire. And I bought it from a CD friend, and I've had it for 5 years. The kids love it. I don't care what it's like. They don't care either.
Oh, yeah, kids will love that, that's for sure. The grandson loves it, too. He likes riding.
or I'll take them on the four-wheeler. Even that's limited around here. You got to bring that out to the county and ride it. He loves riding. Anything with an engine, riding, he even likes riding in the car, but it gets a little expensive after a while just driving around in a big truck.
His granddaughters get on every lawnmower that's over here, and that goes to driving them. They like the lawnmowers.
Oh, yeah, that's all good. That's what it's all about. The kids having fun, making memories, I guess. All right, Sam, maybe we talk to you a little bit later. I guess I'll get out of this chair and move around and see what I'm going to do. I usually don't sit still too long. I got to be doing something. I'll figure out something here.
Hey, it's nice talking to you. WSHF 567.
All right, nice talking to you too also, 73. Maybe we'll catch you later. If not, maybe we'll hear you in the morning if it's not too confusing out there. WRNW 329, we're clear for now.
WRWB 49, we're standby.
WSHF 567, good evening, Mike.
What's going on there, Sam? WRWB 49.
You all done for the night?
Yeah, I'm all done. Yep, all finished. Which radio are you on now? Are you on your HT or are you on your base?
Oh, I have to wait till my new antenna comes. It'll be in tomorrow. The antenna I bought was a POS, so we bought a new one.
Oh, okay. Why, was it cracked or something?
Oh, no, it just didn't work. Didn't have any signal, any receive, nothing.
There was a dead short somewhere. Oh, man. That's not good. Well, as long as you didn't blow up the radio, you'll be fine. It's not like you're not without a radio, so you still have the HT at least. Well, what's going on with you, Sam?
Not much, Mike. I locked up just a little while ago, and, you know, I'm just relaxing.
Yep, I hear that. I'm just up over here by 94 and 23 miles.
Joe, it's working real good. Sounds good.
Up to, man. I'm on top of the hump here, looking down at 94. Anyway, it looks like you know, rain here in the forecast. Sun's out.
Yeah, and this is just bull thing.
Sir, Sam?
I said, this is the charger.
Oh, okay, well, it don't sound too bad. I did get a little bit of QRM in there, but
That's to be expected because they're bored up, evidently. But anyway, yeah, it's working.
Be working real.
Be depressed, hurting for cash.
After tomorrow, it's going to be a whole different ball game for me over here.
It'll be a big game changer for sure, and of course, you know, it's only going to make them want to try and go out and, you know, do the same, but it is what it is. I mean, all you want to do is talk, that's all. And that'll allow you to talk without having any interference. No QRM.
That's exactly what I'm looking for. No, they won't do the same. They don't have the money to spend on a good radio. Just saying.
Well, whatever the case may be, well, we'll just have to wait and see how you sound tomorrow.
Yes. I already have it mounted underneath next to the other one.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, eventually I'm gonna, you know, invest and do the same. Just, right now I just don't really, you know, it don't bother me. I mean, if they wanna do what they wanna do, that's fine, you know. It's not hurting my feelings.
Nope, there's something. Bye.
Exactly. So, well, I'm at my destination here, Sam, so I will let you go. So, we will talk to you later. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
You have a good evening. We'll talk to you later. If I don't catch you later, I'll catch you tomorrow. WSHF 567 and monitoring is here.
Huh, I was pretty sure somebody said they only do it to me. I'm the problem out here.
Well, it just don't happen to you. It happens to a few others as well.
Oh, I'm well aware of what goes on here, and I'm well aware of the most of the group that's doing it, because I've caught most of them, so... I'm the problem. It only follows me around, quote,
Following you around. The problem is following you around. That doesn't make you the problem. It makes sense.
Of course.
WSHF 567. Got a letter in the mail today, Paul.
Yeah, hold on a minute. So yes, it's from 738. Give me a minute here.
Back in here for a short. WRWB 49.
This is Chris from Royal Oak, Montana. 861.
We got you in there, Chris. What's going on?
A little bit. We're going on a backpacking trip tomorrow after work. I'm super excited about that.
Where are you going?
We'll be going to Pictured Rock in the UP. I did do a little bit of research, and unfortunately, there's no GMRS repeaters in that area. And then the ham ones are kind of a little far away as well. But I figured I'd at least bring them talk to other hikers on the trail, too, and see what we can get with our
Pictured Rock. Yeah,
that
sounds good. I've been there. I've been all up to the UP. A lot of places up there. I go there every November, you know, for hunting season. Plus, I go there in the summertime, too, as well. The only repeater around in that area I could think of is Sheboygan. You know, that's about it.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed when I looked on the repeater book and my DMRS online. I'm sure I'll have fun, and I did program the repeaters on the way up to the UP, so I'll be able to communicate for the people there.
Somebody had mentioned when we had some tropo coming in that the Flint repeater, I guess, is down, or might be up, I don't know.
I'll make sure to take a look at it. I did program it in the
picture rock tour, that's pretty fun, you know. You'll enjoy that. Then, of course, you got Fort Mackinac in that area. And you got Mackinac Island.
Batteries for the radios. I just figured it'd be a fun thing to do while hiking. Even if there isn't really anything to listen to up there.
WSAL 946 monitoring.
All right, there, Chris, I'm going to take a standby here. Good luck on your trip, and we will catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSBU 202, good evening to you, Ralph. Hello, brother, what's happening tonight? What's happening on there? Ah, just sitting here looking at some more properties, man, that's all, you know. Just got done eating dinner. Yeah, my lovely neighbor just came in with a couple of green onions she plucked out of my little front, flower bed, I guess. There's some onions and some garlic in there. I don't know what I'm looking at. She does, and I can't wait to jump into one of these, a couple of these on a little salad.
What are they, man? Wild scallions growing?
I don't think so. They're more like green onions. Then again, I don't know the difference between a scallion and a green onion, but the bulb is not very big, and the shoots are, geez, they're, you know, a foot and a half long. This early in the season, I don't know how.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at, man. I mean, frost season's probably just now getting over with, right?
Yeah. This thing, these couple she brought in here, you know, we cleaned them up. They look delicious, nice and green, and I don't know how it could happen this early in the season.
Yeah, scallions are long like a pencil, you know. The onion's long and skinny, right?
These are more like a little bulb, but and not real long. I think they're just a green onion of some sort.
I don't know, man. Just don't eat the purple ones.
Don't eat the brown acid.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid either.
Hey, Roger on the Kool-Aid, man.
Well, I'm on YouTube right now. I'm gonna figure out what these, if these are green onions, I'm gonna figure out what the heck it is. I think you could just nip the root end off and put it back in the dirt and get more, you know, maybe next year. I'm going to figure it out.
Well, yeah, they got to be, man. I always forget annuals and perennials, man. Annual, I guess it would be, it wouldn't come back next year, but yeah. I bet that you probably could put it back in the ground because if you just, yeah.
Well, I think as they're going to come up, but you can spread them out. You can maybe get a few more going, you know.
Yep, go ahead and read, man. I'll leave you alone. WSCU 202, clear.
WSAL 946. I'm going to go clear. I'll be monitoring, though, fellas. Anybody? WSAL 946, clear.
This is WSIP 284, mobile and monitoring.
WSIP 284, this is WSET 257, how copy, over.
This is WSIP 284, got a great copy on you here, 257.
Roger, roger, got you clean and clear here as well. How about you, WSJF 896, how copy, over.
WSJF 896. Got you both loud and clear. Sounding real good.
Roger, roger. For the our less successful modes here for this evening, I'll be standing by on MERS too if I can't make contact on the others. Over.
896 copies on that. Stand by on MERS on two. While you're checking the other one.
Okay, sounds good. This is WSET 257. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Copy that. WSIP 284 from 896. Still out there? This is 284. Go ahead, 896. 284, I tried to send you a couple of messages on your nodes there. Were you able to get any of them? Negative. In like the last, I don't know, 8 minutes, I've kind of had it buried under a pillow, so it doesn't pick up anything I'm transmitting right now. But I didn't have anything from about 8 until now. All right, copy that. I got that other one up and running here. And it looks like I'm making it out there, but I'm not getting any responses. To that, did you receive one from me? I sent one to both yours and the group. Anything from me there? That's a big negative. I also sent a direct one to you and 257, but I don't think I'm getting it out on any of them today. Copy that. Yeah, mine at this very, very second is not in the greatest position to try to send, but I'll go ahead and move it to see if I get anything. Yeah, copy that. Just figured I'd give it a shot. But, build it next year, and switch over Livonia, I don't know, 25?
Affirmative, Livonia, 25 after, this is WCT 257, clear.
I copy that 257, you flip it over at 25 after. Real quick, this is WSIP 284 to 841, you copy?
284, this is WSIP 841, I copy.
41, man, I got you out here loud and clear, you're sounding good.
Okay, thanks, I got you coming in loud and clear.
Roger that, man, haven't heard you out here for a while, figured I would say, hello there. In about another minute, I'm going to be switching frequencies, but I had a minute, figured I would say what's up.
Yeah, yeah, appreciate the check-in. It's been a little bit. Ray was quiet for a while, so I've been messing with some other stuff, but fired up, and yeah, glad to hear you coming over the radio wave.
I got a feeling you aren't going to pick it up, but if you switch to 600, you might hear us over there. But this is WSIP 284. I will be clear and heading to 600.
Copy that. 284, this is WSIP 841. I'll be clear and monitoring.
You're sounding real good over here.
Thank you very much. Clear.
WSAL 946. Excuse me. Monitoring.
WSIP 284 to WSJB 841, you copy? This is WSIP 284 to WSJB 841, you copy?
284, this is 841, I hear you loud and clear.
What's going on, man? I got you open clear Hillsfield 2, and it's pretty crazy that you can receive the 600.
Yeah, I got you loud and clear as well, and yeah, on 600 I was able to hear pretty well, but yeah, apparently I'm just not making it out.
You're definitely making it here to Detroit at least, so that's awesome. So what do you got going on this evening?
Well, I got like $5 riding on the Pistons game, so we'll see how that goes. But otherwise, just cleaning up, getting ready to take my mesh node and make it a portable solar node.
Hopefully you have some luck there with the wager, but that's pretty sweet about the solar node. 896 actually just made one too. We've got two of them now, and he made a pretty sweet enclosure for it. So he's got one, the actual solar node from Seed Studio, and then he's got a solar panel, like, dash mount for his L1 mesh node that he can run.
Oh, nice. That's pretty sweet. Yeah, I made a little copy of an electrical kind of patch thing for the knee. And she named it Terry, and funny enough, it adopted the name Scary Terry, because everyone's afraid the battery's going to explode, so Terry's being put down, and I'm going to repurpose the battery out of that. I could do the two 18650s in like a little thing, but I'm trying to avoid that if I can help it, because the enclosure that I have might be a little too small for it, so I'm going to try out what I got, and if it works out sweet, I'll have to pick up a new home node, and then this way I could, like, mount it up at work or mount it somewhere a little farther out to kind of just act as a repeater.
Wait, what happened with the battery? Did anything actually happen to it, or are they just freaking out about it because, I don't know, batteries and regulated?
No, nothing actually happened. I've charged it and discharged it a couple times successfully without really noticing any temperature or anything. But there's more of a general fear of, oh, you just soldered this at home on your kitchen table? It's like, well, yeah, I did. But I think the more homebrew aspect of it is what is scaring them a little bit. So it's fine. I got a new purpose for it. It'll be sweet.
I'm over here cracking up. Well, roger that anyways. You've got something going with it. That's cool. I got a feeling nothing would probably happen to it unless it was just a crappy battery or something. But you know, it's came this far and there's nothing going on. So, I don't know. I think they don't have a reason to be afraid of it.
Yeah, I don't think there's a big problem at all with it, but, you know, it came back into my hands, and I got a new purpose for it, so it'll be pretty cool. Also, for what it's worth, I think I might have actually been picking you up clearer on 600 than I am right now. For some reason, it sounds a little muffled.
Potentially had my finger over the mic hole or something, but the 600 is sort of closer to you, just less high in the air.
Copy. Yeah, it could be my J-pole kind of has a slight downward angle, and, you know, the angle might just be off, or line of sight might just be off for me to actually, like, send out. But, yeah, that actual transmission came through a good deal better. Over.
Roger that. I'm basically sitting here in the dark, and I think I had my finger kind of over the microphone hole, but that's probably exactly it.
Yeah, I think I'm picking up a slight bit of static from the repeater. But your signal cleared up a good deal in the last transmission or two, so that's a good deal likelihood that that was the problem. Over.
Roger that, man. Well, I'm probably about to clear out of here in a second. Before I do, though, maybe I could head back down there just to see, like, an immediate difference if there is one.
Yeah, copy that. After you clear out, I'll clear out and then head down there and see what I hear.
Roger that, man. Well, good to hear from you out here. I know it's been a while for a lot of us. This is WSIT 284. I will be clear and heading to 600.
Copy that, 284. This is WSJB 841. Hear from you, and I will be clear.
WSIE 375. F861 monitoring